of us moms struggle with from time to time, specifically as we are getting ready to start homeschool, or a lot of times as we are entering new territory in our homeschool. Our kids are growing up, we're starting a new level, we're bringing new ones in, something like that. There are a lot of questions that are just commonplace across the board. And so I'm very excited this week to kick off a series of videos that we're going to put out over the next several months that are entitled Questions Moms Ask. What we're gonna do is bring in different speakers from Teach Them Diligently, different experts, writers that can address these most common questions. This week, we're gonna be chatting with Sonia Schaefer of Simply Charlotte Mason and Jessica Hager of Usborne Books as they talk about how you can teach multiple levels. Now, Sonia will give you some really great ideas with what that looks like and how you can bring your family together for several different core subjects and what that those attacking those from that way actually looks like. While she's doing that, she gives you a really great look into the Charlotte Mason method, which is another question that I get asked a lot. What does that really look like in within our families? So make sure that you check that out. But also, she's included several resources down below. I threw in one of hers that I love too. But make sure that you check those out because she's gonna give you a great idea through some of those free ebooks, free resources of what that can look like in your family. After Sonia finishes talking about that, Jessica's gonna come in and take a look at several Usborne products. But as she's walking through those and showing you how these different books can be utilized by your children of different ages, also think of different things that you have in your own home. I pray that these will just give you some great jumping off spots. She also has a list of great homeschool resources listed below, so you don't want to miss those. And then there's links to additional videos and blog content as well down there. So make sure you check those out. Listen to Sonia and Jessica, and I hope that you get some great ideas and answers to this question that moms ask.
I'm Sonia Schaefer with Simply Charlotte Mason. People often ask how many kids I had in my home school. When I tell them four, they say something like, "How did you do that?" I really struggle with teaching several children. How do you teach multiple children without losing your sanity or doing school all day long? I'll tell you what I did. I saved a lot of time and money and my sanity by combining my children for most subjects. Really, you can teach your whole family together for everything except math and language arts and the upper level sciences. Those need to be done one-on-one at each child's individual pace. But everything else, history, geography, Bible, art, music, literature, poetry, scripture memory, and more, you can do all of those together, and especially if you use Charlotte Mason methods. For example, here's how you can teach art appreciation with your whole family together. Choose one artist and linger with him for 12 weeks. Once a week, show your children a picture by that artist. Have them look at it until they can see it clearly in their mind's eye. Then hide the picture and ask the children to describe it. Once they've described it, look at it again to clarify or confirm, and then just put it on display for the rest of the week. Next week, do another picture by that same artist. Same thing, look, hide and describe, look again, and put it on display. It only takes about 5 minutes once a week, but by the end of those 12 weeks, your children will have a really good feel for that artist's style. And that's just one subject that you can teach with all your children together using a Charlotte Mason method. If you'd like to learn more about her other wonderfully simple yet effective methods that you can use with your whole family, head over to simplycharlottemason.com and download a free book. It's called Subject by Subject, The Charlotte Mason Way. It will walk you through every school subject and describe Charlotte Mason's methods for each one. Here's to saving you time and money and your sanity by teaching your whole family together. It's simple to do the Charlotte Mason way.
Hi, I'm Jessica Hager with Usborne Books and More, and a question that moms frequently ask me is, do you have any books for my little kids while I'm working with my older kids, or vice versa? Do you have anything that my older kids can work on while I'm really spending some focus time with my little kids? And the answer is yes. We have incredible resources for both ages, so I want to show you a few of those today. The first is part of our Shine and Light series. This is Wonders of the World. It covers places like the Roman Colosseum, the Grand Canyon, the Taj Mahal. But this book is very special because it's you read it with a flashlight. You shine a light behind the page, and it reveals hidden images. So super fun for kids, and they love to read a book with a flashlight. Another one of our really fun sit-down alone books is our Listen and Learn. This is first Spanish words. But these cards you slide in, and each of the pictures reads a vocabulary word. All Better is a great book that teaches matching skills and empathy. These little sticker Band-Aids are reusable, and we find an animal that has gotten hurt. This is the monkey Band-Aid. We put it on his little boo-boo there on his head, and he's all better. Kids love this book, and it's a really popular one. Series. This is the Get Ready for School ABC and 1-2-3, so this is a combined volume, but you can see inside it's very cute illustrations, and it covers letters and numbers. The wipe clean pen is a dry erase marker, so you just write inside the book, and then you wipe it off, and you can do the activities over and over again. So those are a few for the little ones. So now some books for your older kids. We have some excellent project books. This one is for art. It is the complete book of art ideas, and it is loaded full of art projects and ideas for different using different art techniques. So this is a great one that they could do alone. If you've got someone who's loving to code or wants to get into coding, this is their Coding for Beginners using Scratch. This is a great introduction to programming, learning the concepts, techniques, learning about logic, variables. It's all done in a modular fashion, so it's kind of a plug and play, but the projects in this book are step by step, so it's very easy for them to go through on their own and create their own programs. Our Children's Encyclopedia is an amazing resource to have around your house, full of a variety of topics of science, history, geography, and these pages are also internet linked. So if there's a specific topic that they really are interested in, they can go online for more resources there. Quiet Reading Time. This is my go-to, the 100 Things to Know series. This is the human body book, but we've got this for history, food, science, space, and it has just got 100 different obscure and really cool facts. Like I said, this one is about the body, but this series is awesome. And for your puzzler, this is a really cool way to learn geography. It is a world puzzle, and it comes with an atlas of the world as well, with really nice illustrations and flags and a 300-piece puzzle. So thanks for taking a look at some books for your different ages of kiddos. I've got a great list of homeschool resources that I will send and link for you so that you can check that out. But please feel free to email me at jessica@usborne.fans. If you have any questions, if you want to see inside any books, I'm happy to do that for you. And I'm so excited about what Teach Them Diligently is doing with our homeschool family and with families all across the nation. And I am super excited for 2019, and I can't wait to see you there.